Hello and welcome to CMO Moves. Today I'm excited to bring you something new. It is a series, and it's a series of 10-minute episodes, and there are 13 of them. So what is this series? It's actually what was recorded yesterday during the D&I Summit that included 13 incredible leaders who all picked a topic that was unique to them, and they interviewed each other. Now, I know 13 episodes sounds like a lot, but they are only about 10 minutes each. So if you have the time to fit it into your days, it would be great if you could try to listen to all 13 because each one is incredibly unique. And at the end of every one of the episodes, those speakers share three important actions for the industry to take so that we can all accelerate change together. In this session, Stephanie Buscemi, CMO of Salesforce, interviews Jason White, CMO of Curaleaf, on social justice for the misrepresented.
I'm very excited to introduce Jason White, CMO of Curaleaf. He joined in February, and we had the opportunity to catch up yesterday. I dig his background. He did about 8+ years starting his career on the agency side with Wieden and Kennedy and BBDO, and then doing some amazing work with different accounts, and then shift gears over to this side, which is a crazy interesting industry right now, the cannabis industry. And he is marrying his passion for social justice and looking out for those underrepresented minorities as a trailblazer in the cannabis industry. Please join me in welcoming Jason White. Hey.
How are you?
I'm good. I want you to talk to us about I Can't Breathe.
Yes. Well, actually, before we even get to that, you know, I love what you just said about you can't be what you can't see. And, you know, when I was at Beats by Dre, we shot a film for Deshaun Watson. And the first edit of that film looked like the story of a neighborhood he escaped from. And we said, no, absolutely not. That's not what we do at Beats. And we recut that story and it became the story of the community that built him. And I think that's why we're all here. And that's what this summit's about, because understanding that nuance and understanding what that message is going to convey to his fans, to the younger generation, the next generation, that's why we need people in these seats. And that's why we do what we do. And as for I Can't Breathe, well, first I just want to say thank you to Bose for her words. And, you know, last night before I went to bed, my sister-in-law texted me, your life matters. And to be at this point in our culture and still have to get those text messages is not right. But that said, I also feel very optimistic about being here to talk about cannabis, because I think we are at one of the first, you know, 21st century industries, and we have a chance to do this right. And the door is open. It's not wide open, but the door is open. And I think if we do some things right, we can really create an industry that changes a lot of people's lives.
You said something really interesting to me when we talked prior to this. You said cannabis is built on the backs of people in jail. Explain that to the group here and how you're helping to overcome that challenge and even perception to some extent.
Yeah, well, first of all, I would recommend to anyone to watch the film Grass is Greener on Netflix. And it really explains the systemic criminalization and narrative shift of cannabis from the 1920s to today. And, you know, the fact of the matter is, what happened through fear and racism and trying to keep races apart as jazz music really kind of started to bring races together, marijuana took the fall for that. And as we then went into the war on drugs 60 years later, you know, cannabis took the fall for that. And, you know, that it has an industry that was really built on the backs of so many who then did serious time for those crimes. And now as the industry flourishes and plants roots in this 21st century, a lot of those folks are precluded from taking place and they're not allowed to participate. And that's some of the work we're doing. And, But I think even bigger than that, you know, there's a stigma around this industry that needs to change. And that comes from all different, cultural avenues and comes from communities that have been crushed by the laws around this plant. So that's part of our journey at Curaleaf and my personal journey.
Can you talk a little bit and give some examples to the group? I mean, when we spoke, I felt like you had an opportunity and a challenge in many situations, but in particular, because this industry is just exploding, it's right. moving really fast. The speed makes it challenging, but yet you have an opportunity to shape this differently in terms of what it looks like. Is the face of it going to be diverse or not?
Right. Well, you kind of have three different challenges or issues or even opportunities, right? You have social justice, which is really about the past and what I just referenced, right? Then you've got this issue of social equity, which is how do we allow people to participate in this industry in ways that really honors the communities that have been marginalized and the people that have been persecuted for involvement in this plant before it was legalized. And then on the third front, you've actually got D&I, right? You've got diversity and inclusion and how we build our industry, how we build our companies, how we build our employees. And, you know, there's opportunity in every space, but again, because we are going so fast, we have to make it part of the plan. It's not going to happen by itself. I think on the social equity side, you know, that's now becoming the par for the course at the government level. Like their states are no longer legalizing the plant without some sort of social equity provision. And you're seeing that start to happen. But what you're not seeing is you're not seeing companies, you know, diversifying. You're still not seeing diversity at the C-suite level. You're still not seeing diversity throughout companies. I will say the cannabis industry has done a great job of elevating women. But I think when you talk about racial diversity there, I think there's still a lot of work to do.
What have you specifically done to drive diversity within your organization?
Well, it's funny, you know, we're just starting. This industry is young. These companies are young. And I always say, well, they hired me. Like, that's a good start, you know? And additionally, I turned around and hired an incredible woman named Khadija Tribble, who's our vice president of CSR. We've built an amazing diverse team of marketers. So, you know, it's step by step, this is how change happens, right? It's one hire at a time and you move a company forward. You add to the culture, you evolve and you make it bigger and better. In addition to that, one of our brands, Select, launched a nonprofit called The Possible Plan, and that's really focused on changing the narrative of cannabis. They've participated in expungement clinics, participated in educational moments where, you know, we really speak to what has happened in the past and how to continue to change that moving forward. And then lastly, we've decided that if we're going to really be a part of change, we have to make it part of our business model. It can't be the department that we think about at 5 o'clock. It's in our business model. We are looking at the partners we build our business with. We're looking at the brands we put on our shelves. We're looking at how we even extend our footprint in communities in partnership with those that want to have ownership, that those that want to take place in being in cannabis dispensaries and owning all these things. So it's very early on. But that's where the industry is. And I'm such an advocate for this industry and an advocate for now's the time to you got to go a little slowly to do it right. But if we do it right, it's going to be long term. And that's what we're trying to do.
Awesome. I know we're going to come up here against time. So share with us the key three takeaways and actions you want for all of us.
Yes. And to all the folks who are on this Zoom, thank you for being here. And I wrote this specifically to you because cannabis was developed, you know, as a cultivation industry, agriculture, processing, then retail. Now it's marketing. Marketing is the last part of the party, the last guy at the party, if you will, because now we have to build brands. Now we have to build brands that drive consumer choice and drive, trust and loyalty and help you choose a product. So first and foremost, send a message. When you get calls from recruiters, when you, you know, hear about what's going on in the industry, ask the question, do you have a diversity, equity, and inclusion program? What brands do you associate with? You know, what are you doing in the space of social equity? Ask those questions and force these companies to think that through and have an answer. Otherwise, they can't recruit you guys, the best talent on the planet. Second, I say to the industry, you know, shine a light, help us shine this light. Invite us to Cannes, invite us to Adweek or AdColor, excuse me, invite us to MAPE, invite us to, you know, all of the AAF, the ANA, like bring us in, but hold us accountable, you know, like hold us accountable. Don't give us special treatment and force us to step our game up and be a part of this incredible community that is the marketing community. And then lastly, help us change the narrative. You know, the stigma of cannabis goes to neighborhoods, parents, brothers, fathers. It's a real problem because it has ruined people's lives. And, you know, we are now in a place where this industry has executives from P&G, Red Bull, Snapple, Nike, Wieden & Kennedy, 72 and Sunny. They're from everywhere. And, you know, this is a real industry. And the sooner we stop with the stigma and we let, you know, those marginalized communities feel like this is actually something I could do, something I could step into without fear of retribution, without fear of being arrested. That's what we need. We need to normalize this. And as leaders of this community, we have to change that narrative and we have to embrace this launch of this new industry.
Well, congratulations on what you've already accomplished and what more you will. I will personally be reaching out to you to get you to come tell your story and help break any stereotypes there around the cannabis industry and help drive representation. Appreciate having you with us here today.
Thank you so much for tuning in to this very special and important edition of CMO Moves. I do hope you'll find time to tune into the other 12 segments that we have here posted for you. Also, please note that if D&I is important to you and to your organization and to your teams, we encourage you to also check out the new podcast on Adweek called D&I TBD. You can find D&I TBD on adweek.com or wherever you download your favorite podcast.